From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the situation in Syria has dramatically deteriorated since the brief oasis of calm that followed a ceasefire agreement in February. Mr. Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met in Geneva about their renewed efforts to end the fighting in Syria. Then Mr. Kerry spoke to reporters.
We have completed the vast majority of those technical discussions, which were primarily focused on making this cessation real and improving the level of humanitarian assistance, and thereby getting the parties to the table so we can have a serious negotiation about how to end this war.
Meanwhile, residents of the Damascus suburb of Deraa fleeing, leaving a community in ruins from the fighting. UN Security Council has unanimously condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch. The strong denunciation was backed by China, North Korea's main ally. North Korea's latest launch on Tuesday was fired from a submarine. That missile flew toward Japan. It was North Korea's first successful launch from a submarine and the most recent in a string of incidents over the past few months in defiance of UN resolutions. All of this comes as U.S. and South Korea have been carrying out joint military exercises. Pyongyang sees it as a rehearsal to attack the North. Police in Bangladesh say they have killed at least three Islamist extremists. That happened today. Suspected mastermind of last month's deadly attack on a Dhaka cafe filled with foreigners is reported to be among those killed. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the cafe attack. This is VOA News. UN Refugee Agency expressing concern that the agreement between the European Union and Turkey to curb the flow of refugees into Europe could unravel. Lisa Schlein is in Geneva at the UNHCR headquarters.
UN Refugee Agency spokesman William Spindler says the UNHCR is following the situation closely. He tells VOA the agency cannot afford to be complacent and has to be prepared for any contingencies.
We don't see any other alternative. There is no plan B. So we are very worried that if this situation changes, we might see again the widespread suffering by people, deaths at sea, and so on.
Spindler accuses the EU of not living up to its commitments. Last September, he notes the EU agreed to relocate 160,000 refugees in Greece and Italy among 24 member countries. To date, he says, fewer than 4,000 asylum seekers have been relocated. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Today is a day of mourning in Italy for the victims of this week's deadly earthquake in the central part of the country. Meantime, rescuers trying to remain hopeful about finding survivors, but progress is slowed. Rescuer Rosanna D'Arenzo works with specially trained dogs to identify survivors and those who died in the quake.
They can find, let's say, the smell of people, both a live one or the recently dead. So we just put the dog on the collapsed building. When they found something, they tell us that there is something outside.
More than 280 people died in the 6.2 magnitude quake. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi, who declared a state of emergency in the affected areas, promised to rebuild the shattered towns and pledged an immediate $55 million in funds for relief and rebuilding. Some analysts say a decision by France's highest administrative court declaring the ban on burkinis illegal may stop more towns from prohibiting the full-body swimsuits worn by some Muslim women. But a battle continues between those who want to reaffirm the secular nature of French society and the country's Muslims. About 30 coastal towns have imposed the ban on burkinis. The head of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection is urging Central Americans to not make the dangerous trip to the United States to try to enter the country illegally. Migratory flows into the U.S. is mostly from Central American nations, Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. The Obama administration announced in July an expansion of a program to let people fleeing violence in those countries to come in as refugees.
That's the latest world news from VOA.